Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Sai Prakash. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say. And today is April 10th, 2014. And just a few days ago, one day ago, we had this lovely celebration of Ramanavami in the divine presence of Bhagwan in Sai Kurbant Hall. And it was indeed filled, suffused and subsumed with the Rama Bhava. What with the students of Bhagwan making such beautiful musical offerings. I hope you heard this program and watched this program live on our website radiosai.org. And if you have missed, here is a glimpse.
Raghavam Dasharathatmajam Prameyam Sitapatim Rakukulanmaya Ratnadeepam Ajanubahu Aravindadalaya Daksham Ramam Vinashakaram Namami Namami Namami
Bandureti kolu vige vaige Rama 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 Bandureti kolu Diye vaiye Rama Bandure de goru Diye vaiye Rama Dadani ni baba mamari ni mari dadani ni mama baba ni dani dabani dani dadani Rama Rama mane parakade pivi rajilu naiya tyagaraju ike Bandure de goru Diye vaiye Rama
So that was the treat, musical treat by Brother P.S. Srinivasan, a former student of Sri Sathya Sai Mirpuri College of Music and now a teacher in the same college. And after this beautiful Carnatic offering, there was a scintillating presentation by Brother Kostupare, same music college, but while P.S. Srinivasan belongs to the Carnatic School of Music, Kostub has learned Hindustani music at his lotus feet. And just like P.S. Srinivasan, he too has decided to stay back and serve in Baba's music school. And on Ram Navami, after the Carnatic offering, came this beautiful presentation by Brother Kostub Pare.
Hariye mananita dhariye
danini 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 danida mapadaka magare danida nida gamada hariye mananita dhariye danini 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 danire danida danika danani sadani sanidani danani danida madavaga madani danida magama gama mapa padada gama gare dani dani saga madani ta saga madani ta hariye manane ta hariye
So that is how it went, the beautiful, really scintillating presentation by Brother Kaustubhpare on the day of Ramanavami. And if you have missed this, you are welcome to visit RadioSai.org and watch the video of this entire presentation. And after these two musical performances, Karnataka and Hindustani, that evening we had an insightful talk by Brother K.M. Ganesh, a doctoral research scholar in the Department of Chemistry in Babas University here in the Prashantinilam campus. And one incident he narrated is really beautiful. It was beautiful because in it was inherent a profound lesson. A lesson that Ramayana teaches us so emphatically. He narrated this anecdote. Many years ago, one evening, Swami was with a few devotees in the lawns of Tai Brindavan, his residence in Bangalore. And even as Swami was busy interacting with the few people around him, suddenly a troop of monkeys arrived there. And as is their nature, the monkey nature, they were all very restless, each one jumping on the other, someone scratching the other's back, one picking a flower, other uprooting a grass and so on. So it was basically chaos. And Swami was watching this troop of monkeys from a distance. And after a while, Swami asked a devotee to go inside and fetch some groundnuts. And when the groundnuts were brought, Swami now placed these groundnuts on his open palm and now stretched out his palm, inviting the monkeys to take the nuts. And do you know what the unruly monkeys did? They rushed to grab the nuts from Swami's hand and created a commotion. Is this what you probably thought happened? That is quite likely, but that's not exactly what happened that day. What happened was something absolutely unthinkable. As the Lord stood there with his open palm, filled with the groundnuts and lovingly glancing at the monkeys and welcoming them to take the nuts from his hand, this chaotic lot of monkeys suddenly became quiet. They all fell into a single file and then in a very disciplined manner, each one came to Swami, picked up just one groundnut from his hand and then silently retreated. In fact, it was a sight you would never ever see anywhere. As far as monkeys are concerned, they do not seem like monkeys anymore. Only in physical appearance, they had that animal form. But otherwise, they seemed like Swami's primary school students. So disciplined, so obedient, so angel light. When the divine incarnates as a human, he converts not only humans but even animals into divine. When the divine incarnates as a human, he converts not only humans but even animals into divine. And that is the magic of the avatar. That is why when God descends in human form, it is so special. The avatar comes only to elevate. And that is the purpose of divine descent. And that is the secret of Ramayana. That is the secret of Sai Rama Katha too. That is why the divine encases himself in a physical form. In fact, this reminds me how Bhagwan loved the rendering of Ramakatha, the story of Rama sung by two students. Sometimes they would be dressed as Lava and Kusha. And this was done by many pairs of singers right from the 80s till the very end. And every time the Ramakatha was sung in the divine presence of the Lord would be moved, would be so touched. You could see that this song invariably touched some soft corners of the Lord's heart. Sometimes his eyes would even overflow. It was as if something was striking him deep within whenever he heard the story, whenever they sang the story. It was as if someone was narrating his own story. All the trials and victories, all the triumphs and tragedies that he himself has faced all these years and for years, for ages. And he did just so that mankind can learn, so that mankind can derive those lessons to lead happy and peaceful lives. The Ramakatha had so much power.
Vinudu vinudu Ramayana gatha vinude manasara, vinudu vinudu Ramayana gatha vinude manasara, alapinchina alakinchina anandamulikinche gatha, vinudu vinudu Ramayana gatha vinude manasara. Shri Ramuni raraju cheyaga korenu Dasharatha bhujani, పౌరులెల్లవు పొంగిపోయిరా మంగళ వార్త విని, పౌరులెల్లవు పొంగిపోయిరా మంగళ వార్త విని, కారు చిచ్చుగా మారెను కైక మందర మాట విని, మందర మాట విని. ముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మా, ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మా, శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మా, ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మా. చెలువ మీర పంచవటి సీమలో తమ కొలుగు చేయ సౌమిత్రి ప్రేమతో, తమ కొలుగు తీరే రాఘవుడు భామతో, శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ. రామ పరంధామా జయ రామ పరంధామా, శ్రీరామ పరంధామా జయ రామ పరంధామా, రఘురామ రామ రణ రంగ భీమ జగదేక సార్వభౌమా, శ్రీరామ పరంధామా జయ రామ పరంధామా.
So that these were just a few glimpses. The Ramakatha is composed of so many beautiful songs, and you just got a few glimpses of 7 or 8 compositions that comprise the Ramakatha, and one cannot just not imagine the scene. Bhagwan sitting and listening to these songs and how he loved these rendering. What you heard now was Ramakatha being rendered by Brother Sai Krishna and Om Prasad. This happened sometime in 2009-2010. But this year too, Ramakatha was rendered. And by those students who have had this opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan in his physical presence on many occasions. And this time the Ramakatha was sung not in Prashantanilayam but in Swami's abode in Shivam. Yes, in Shivam, in Sai's abode in Hyderabad. Prabhakar and Shantanu, two former students, rendered in their mellifluous voices the Sai Ramakatha in Sai's abode in the heart of Andhra Pradesh in Shivam. On one occasion Swami said, Shivam Sai Hridayam. Shivam is the heart of Sai. In fact, if you are someone who has had the chance of visiting this consecrated shrine, this consecrated holy spot in the capital city, Hyderabad, you would love this unique architecture. It is shaped like a linga. In fact, in 1971, Mr. Prasad Rao, an ardent devotee of Swami, had a dream in which Swami appeared to him inside a lingam. And Mr. Prasad Rao loved this dream, and he later expressed this dream to Swami, and his own dream, the dream of building a structure just like what he had seen in his dream for Bhagwan, building an edifice in the shape of a lingam in Hyderabad. And when he expressed this desire to Bhagwan, the omniscient Lord keenly heard his prayer and said, yes, good, go ahead, develop a model. And so soon a prototype was ready, and Mr. Prasad Rao along with a few architects showed to Bhagwan this design for his approval. Swami saw this, made many corrections, and finally he gave the go-ahead to the plan. And now the next important activity was the selection of a suitable site. And now Swami along with a few devotees drove around Hyderabad looking for an appropriate site in a Hillman car. Hillman car, for those who know, it is one of those old fashioned cars of 1970s made by a British automobile company, Hillman. So Swami was in a Hillman car, and Swami was going round the city of Hyderabad to select a site to build the structure. And Swami stopped at Bagam Barpet in Vidyanagar. Apparently Swami had himself purchased this area a few years ago, and it was adjacent to the house of another ardent devotee of Bhagwan, Mr. E.J. Satyamurthy. So the site selection was done. And once this was over, Swami had another very significant event in his divine agenda. There were 3 devotees in Hyderabad whom Swami had personally blessed by giving them for worship the lingams that had emerged from his form during Shivratri Lingodbhavam festivals. All the lingams that had emerged from within himself, he had gifted 3 of these lingams to 3 devotees in Hyderabad, Mr. V.S. Desikachari, Mr. B.V. Raman Rao, and Mr. V.D. Prasad Rao. Swami asked all these 3 devotees to bring those lingams to the site, and then he told them to perform Trilingabhishekam, do the Abhishekam of all these 3 lingas. And this worship was done very elaborately with grandeur and piety by devotees in the physical presence of the Lord. Swami suffused the place with such sacred vibrations. But that does not end the story of the genesis of Shivam. Because next came the grand ceremony of the Shankusthapana, the foundation stone laying ceremony. And Swami himself supervised every section of this function. The day was most appropriate because it was a Monday in the month of Kartika. Monday and Kartika, that is the same day and month in which Swami was born. Of course, the date according to English calendar on that day was October 25th, 1971, but it was actually according to Indian calendar the day of Swami's birthday. And the most sublime aspect of this ceremony was that Lord Sai Shiva in his own hands laying the first stone for this enigmatic edifice. And then with a wave of his hand instantly Swami materializing a yantra, a mystical plate, and placing it at that site. That is how Bhagwan consecrated this holy place, suffused it with so much of potent energy so that one day it emerges as a powerhouse of his mission. And on that day when he did the Shankusthapana, when he rose to give a discourse, Swami said that evening, the linga is a form of God emerging from the nirakara, from the formless to the sakara, to the one with form. All akaras, all other akaras are subsumed in this linga form. All forms are subsumed in the linga form. And then Swami went on to explain the form and the inner significance of the linga. And Swami said, Prakriti, the objective world, is the base. It signifies that the Lord is established in that manifestation of His, which is the concrete presentation of His play, His potentiality and His power. So this objective world is a play of the Lord's potentiality and His power. And that is why Swami said, the Lord is described as Shiva Shakti Atmaka Swarupam. What this means is, the Supreme One became Shiva and Shakti, the patent and the latent. And then after explaining the principle of the linga form, Swami went on to elaborate on the structure of the new building which he was going to christen as Shivam. And he said, you will notice that the base will have a horizontal superstructure over which the cylindrical linga will be placed. The base is Satya, it is the truth. And on it will come the structure which is Shivam. And on that structure will be placed the linga which is Sundaram. One is the flower, the second is the perfume, and the third is the wind, the formless that wafts the fragrance. It is the wind that wafts the fragrance, and that is the Sundaram aspect, the formless aspect. And Swami said, that is the symbol of Mangalam, auspiciousness. That is Shivam. Truth is the base on which the universe and all that it implies rest. That is what is signified in this structure. And then Swami went on to make a very emphatic statement. He said, the message this building will convey is that man is the embodiment of Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. And this building will call on all to live up to that glory. This building will call on all to live up to that truth, to that goodness and that beauty of human blossoming, of the blossoming of the persona, the divine persona of every individual. And that is what is going on in Shivam for so many years now. But why are we discussing Shivam today? Well, just a few days ago, the holy edifice of Shivam celebrated its 41st anniversary on the auspicious day of Ugadi, the Telugu New Year day in 1973, April 4th, 1973, Swami had stepped into his Shivam. And on that momentous occasion, Swami materialized a lingam and he installed it in the Shivam hall so that devotees could worship it daily. Perhaps that is the reason why so many devotees visiting Shivam today feel that it is not different from visiting Prashanthi Nilayam. They feel that power, that energy, that synergy with the divine. And it was in this month, 41 years ago, that Swami installed this colossus of divine energy, this powerhouse of divine energy in the heart of the state of Andhra Pradesh, and today it continues to draw hundreds and thousands. And in fact, after the physical departure of Bhagwan's human frame, it has only become more crowded, lot of people thronging into its holy ambience to connect with their Sai, to connect with their Shiva Sai, with their Rama Sai, with their Krishna Sai. So today we will dwell a little more about this beautiful legacy of Shivam, the service that originates in Shivam, and how today Shivam has metamorphosed into an ambience where life-changing service initiatives by the Sai Youth of Hyderabad are being undertaken, and how today it has become a workshop to build human character. So all this in this night, as you continue to listen to Thursday Live from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today, reprogramming lives in Sai Shivam. Not many know that in Hyderabad, it is in Hyderabad that the Lord chose to unfold the single most crucial facet of the Sai organization, which has today made the Sai movement a worldwide phenomenon, so unique and so unparalleled. And that is the Shri Satya Sai Sevadals, or the Sevals and volunteers who epitomize selfless service, the origin of the Sevadal movement began in Hyderabad in 1968. One prophetic evening in Hyderabad in March 1968, Swami had it announced that soon the Satya Sai Sevadal would be formed and interested participants could fill in the application forms. And the next day, from all the forms submitted, Swami himself selected the first batch of candidates. This is how the first group of Sevadal volunteers came into being on March 17, 1968. And then Swami personally coached this chosen group in the principles and practices of rendering selfless service, and on that occasion even posed with them for a group photograph. And after this, he called upon this group whenever there was a crucial need in his mission. It was this group that swung into action during the foundation stone laying ceremony of Sri Satya Sai College for Women in Anantapur in June 1968. Out of the 50 who had travelled for this service, after the conclusion of the function in Anantapur, Swami selected 20 from this 50, and he asked them to proceed to Puttaparthi. And when they were there in Puttaparthi, Swami personally assigned various duties to all of them in the devotees' canteen. Similarly, during the construction of the college in Bangalore, next year in 1969, Swami again called for this batch of fortunate Sevadal volunteers, and this group started for this journey to Bangalore in a bus that started from Hyderabad at 5 p.m. And that day, after traveling for a small distance, their journey suddenly came to a halt because the bus broke down. For 5 hours, these devotees were stuck and feeling so terrible because Swami asked them to come for seva, to be there in Bangalore, and now the bus had broken down, delaying their journey. The driver went to the nearby town to get some spare parts for the bus, and that night, only at 10 p.m., finally, they were able to resume their journey. In fact, those days, the Telangana movement, that is the movement to create a separate state within Andhra Pradesh, it was a fierce movement then, and there were a lot of riots. Of course, the movement has culminated now. But it was one of those periods when there was a lot of riots. The movement had gained some momentum. In fact, when the Sevadals passed through a town called Jagityala, the Sevadals from inside the bus noticed several destroyed shops and bonfires on the road. Fortunately, no untoward incident happened with them, but they saw the remains of the agitation. Somehow, they reached Vrindavan the next morning, and when Swami came for darshan, that day, that morning, he came near them and he asked, "How is that none of you are having any bandages on your heads or in your hands?" And everyone looked so confused. And then Swami revealed, "There were riots in Jagityala last evening. Had I not delayed your journey in the form of that bus repair, you would all have been hurt." And this was just one instance to prove to them how Swami is taking care, how Swami was taking care and is taking care, how Swami protects his sevadals like an eyelid takes care of the eye. Once when Mr. B.V. Satyamurthy, a member of the Hyderabad Sevadal group, had been to Puttaparthi, Swami asked him, "Didn't your brother come?" And he said, "Swami, a new director has been appointed in my brother's office, and which has made it very difficult for him to get frequent leaves." Then Swami immediately said, "Tell him within a week Raghavendra will come." So when Mr. Satyamurthy delivered this message to his brother, he didn't know what to make of it because he didn't know anyone by name Raghavendra. But as the week ended, it all became clear, because a gentleman by name Raghavendra took over as the new director of the company, and the best part, he was a Sai devotee. On another occasion, Mr. Satyamurthy was again in Puttaparthi. This is again in early 1970s, and this time he was accompanied by his brother V.V. Chandrasekhar, who had come to inform Swami and take his blessings before resigning from his current job and accepting a new offer. He waited and he tried for 3 days to get Bhagwan's attention, but with no success. On the third day, absolutely dejected, he walked to the bus stand to take a bus and return to Hyderabad. And exactly at the same time, Swami was returning to Mandir after inspecting the canteen, and he immediately called for Mr. Satyamurthy and said, "Your brother is loading his luggage onto the bus, go and call him." And when Satyamurthy came there along with his brother, without hearing anything, Swami said to Mr. Chandrasekhar, "Do not quit your current job. Soon there will be a hike in your pay. You're going to get more salary and it is going to be good for you. Go back and continue working until I tell you." And at the same time, Swami looked at Satyamurthy now, who was anxious about his pregnant wife's health, and Swami said, "I know you are concerned about your wife. Have no worries. She will be fine. I am giving you a baby boy. Give this vibhuti to her and bring the child to Puttaparthi." Like this, talk to every Sevadal member of Hyderabad, especially of those years, and you are inundated with so many beautiful stories. All of them who had willingly offered themselves to work for the Lord. The Lord was working overtime for them. And that is how the Sevadal movement had so much energy. It started picking up so much pace, and Swami was in Hyderabad in Shivam every year during 1973 to 1979. Every Ugadi during these years, he was in Shivam for the Shivam anniversary celebrations, and every time he rose to speak, he emphasized on selfless service. In fact, in March 21st, 1976, he said, members of this organization must be examples of the joy that can be derived from giving up rather than accumulating. In a world torn by factions based on the flimsy grounds of caste, creed and color, you have to prove that it is possible to have faith in Sai being the motivator for every living being and get inspiration for genuine service from that faith. We have to have that faith in Sai being the motivator of everything and get inspiration and do service from that faith. And then Swami went on to say, service to the Sai in the other person must be your daily act of worship. Of all the spiritual practices, this is most effective. Seek out the slum dwellers, the poor and the neglected ones in the hamlets. Take love and light to them in plenty. Be grateful to them when they welcome you and provide you chances to serve them. Your happiness depends on their happiness. Your health depends on their health. These were those emphatic messages of Bhagavan on selfless service. Again in 1979, Swami said, children and students must be trained to serve in rural areas. There are 25 million children in our country today. 40% of them go about begging. It is not good to keep quiet when there is such hardship in the society around. We should give up meditation and other spiritual practices and uplift these people through service and sacrifice. And today, Sai devotees, especially Sai youth from Hyderabad, have taken so many service initiatives to reach out to these neglected sections of society, especially children from poor families who need support, who need help, who need encouragement to stand on their feet. And towards this end, they have taken up many projects. About 10 years ago, they started a program called Reprogramming Lives, and the idea was to hold a free computer skills training course. Also a soft skills course, a success planning course, so that all these youngsters from rural areas and cities, small cities and towns who are currently unable to get employment because of inadequate skills will become more confident, are more self-reliant, and not only are shaped as individuals who can get good jobs, but also as responsible citizens of the country, as responsible people who swear by the core values of truth, righteousness and love, so that they can face any challenge in life and succeed, be happy, be useful to themselves and to society. The free computer skills training course is a 54-day course. And at the end of the first time this was done, one student by name R.S. Subbarao told our Sai youth, let me congratulate you for conducting a brilliant workshop. Frankly, I used to think that Shivam temple was a religious center, that nothing except bhajans and pujas happen here. But it was only after I attended this workshop that I came to know of the many service activities you are all doing so silently. It is mind-blowing for me. We in our college... He was from Deccan Engineering College. We in our college have decided to participate in nation building as suggested by you. We have decided that we will visit hospitals on every Saturday as it is a half day for us, and we will take fruits for all the patients. Thank you for bringing this transformation in our approach to life. Similarly, another person, another student, Raghuram from Aurora Engineering College. He wrote to our brothers, the Sai Youth Brothers of Hyderabad, I do not know how to express my gratitude. You have inspired us so much. My classmates and I have started to go to an orphanage next to our colony in Secunderabad to teach children in the evenings instead of going to the disco. Really, our country needs us, and you have made us realize this important aspect by showing us the way. The workshop was so well conducted. We gained a lot of insights. Also, we shared with our other classmates who could not come. Thank you so much for inspiring us to be part of nation building. This is what we need. No politics, only service. Hats off to your Baba. This is what Raghuram wrote. Like this, it is these responses which really inspired and motivated the Sai Youth to go on and conduct these workshops year after year. And over time, they have only scaled this up. What started as a computer course today has gathered so much of momentum, of mass, of support, so many new ideas. The youth started going to our colleges and universities. But today, what has happened is something very beautiful. Today, universities come to the Sai Youth and they welcome them and they invite them to conduct programs in their campus because they know the value of the sound foundation that the students of the university get when Sai Youth conduct these sessions, because they know that their students will learn not only the art of living but also the art of life. And that is how on March 22nd, 2014, the Sai Youth of Hyderabad were invited by the Kakatiya University to conduct a program in their campus in Warangal. And the Sai Youth called this session as University to Universality, Unlocking Success, a Life Skills and Values Workshop. As I mentioned, it was held on March 22nd in Warangal, about 2 hours drive from Hyderabad. Nearly 1,000 students attended this course, and Kakatiya University is one among the very old universities of Andhra Pradesh. It started in 1976. And I was fortunate to be a personal witness to the tremendous impact that this program had on the participants. Let me just play for you one clip. This is Prashant. He was one of the participants who attended this program for the first time.
నా పేరు ప్రశాంత్, కాకతీయ యూనివర్సిటీ ఎంకామ్. ఈ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ద్వారా నేను నేర్చుకున్నది అంటే, అసలు ఉద్యోగం అనేది కాదు, మనిషి పర్ఫెక్ట్ గా ఎలా ఉండాలి అంటే, ఏ రంగంలోనైనా ఒక పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఒక లక్ష్యాన్ని చేధించాలనుకుంటే అతడు ఏ విధంగా ఎలాంటి ప్రాక్టీస్ చేయాలి, ఏ ఒక ఉద్యోగానికి సంబంధించే కానీ లైఫ్ లో ఉన్నత శిఖరాలను అధిరోహించాలంటే అతడు క్రమశిక్షణతో ఏ సోర్సెస్ ఉపయోగించాలి.
సో ప్రశాంత్ ఇస్ సేయింగ్, వాట్ ఐ హావ్ లెర్న్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ఎంప్లాయ్మెంట్ దట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. వాట్ ఐ ఫిగర్డ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ గెటింగ్ ఎ జాబ్ బట్ హావింగ్ ఎ హయ్యర్ పర్పస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ టు రీచ్ గ్రేటర్ హైట్స్ అండ్ నోబ్లర్ హైట్స్. వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ వీ మస్ట్ డూ and how to lead a disciplined life to reach there. I learned all these precious things from this program. So like this, there were so many participants who were very eager to share their feedback because they were so happy, because they had never before got this perspective in life. They learned so much about goal setting, about communication skills, about how to attend job interviews, but along all this, they also learned how to be enlightened citizens of the country, how to be happy always and make others around us happy. I was so touched being observing this entire program. After this workshop was over, I requested 4 key members, key Sai Youth from Hyderabad who have been behind this program to sit down with me and share how this program started, how it has progressed over the years, and where do they want to go from here. And now let me play for you this panel discussion that I had with them. I will play for you probably the first part of this. It was an hour long conversation. Brothers Y. Srinivas, Sai Golapudi, Gangadhar and Venugopal, all these 4 participated in this session, and I asked them, can you please give me the whole story of the genesis of this project how today we have reached a stage where mainstream colleges come to the request the Satya Sai youth to conduct these workshops. And I asked this question to Brother Vaishnavas, who is also the trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva Trust, which is another trust that Swami had formed for the Sai youth of Hyderabad to undertake service in the rural areas. So I begin now with what Vaishnavas said, and then we'll move on to what Sai Golapudiyi Gangadhar and Venugopal have to say about this beautiful initiative, life-changing initiative by the Sai youth of Hyderabad to help students who need support, encouragement and hope in these troubled times.
Sai Ram brothers, just yesterday in the Arts College Auditorium,
in the corporate space, they struggle to make the dream careers that they aspire for in the corporate space. Primarily, we see a huge crisis in this context, where a lot of aspiring young people today, they don't have the skill sets that are essential, the life skills, the soft skills, the general value base that is required to be a good citizen, be a good employee, be a good family guy. In this context, we see so many gaps. So colleges do give good physics, maths, chemistry, but they don't do enough mentoring on the skill sets that are required to be a very good employee in the corporate space. So keeping these gaps in mind, the youth group of Hyderabad, of course with the divine command and directions, have been working in this direction in many areas. Initially it started in the city, and later on now it's being extrapolated into different regions.
So may I ask you at this point, problem has been there in the country and it continues to be there, but when was the occasion where you seriously felt, was there any trigger point when you felt, okay, we got to do something?
Yeah, Venugopal.
Simon brother, to be honest, the whole idea, the concept, the force behind this was Bhagwan. The reason why I say that is because in Hyderabad we were trying to think of how we can engage a lot of youth, how we can do something, and Swami was always interested in the younger generation, and he always used to stress on the fact that, you know, they are the ones who have a long journey, the older lot are going to get off at the next station. I mean, and that's the analogy Swami used to use all the time. So Swami was very keen that a lot of youngsters should join the mainstream of the Sai movement. He was always very interested in the character building of youngsters in the nation, and most of Swami's discourses in the summer courses used to also reflect that line of thought, that they should respect the Indian culture, they should become patriotic, do something for their motherland and think of serving their nation. And these were all pointers that Bhagwan always used to give us. And to add on to what Brother Vaishnavas was saying, so the genesis of this whole movement, and the thought was that the trigger point, so to say, was when we started engaging youth in some of these Grama Seva activities, and a lot of youngsters started joining this activity, and Brother Vaishnavas was at the forefront of things at that time. And Swami used to give a lot of guidance, a lot of attention, a lot of time, and he used to give specific instructions about what should be communicated in the districts, how you should mobilize youth. He even went to the extent, I remember, if Brother Srinivas will probably correct me if I am wrong, but he had in fact in one instance said that, you know, you don't even need to talk about Swami. You talk about nation building, talk about how they can be useful to the country. And that's how this whole thing had started, about, you know, visiting different areas. But the outreach was always to Sai youth. It was never beyond the Sai youth circle as such. And the first time we started thinking of this was when we started the computer education program and things like that. I wouldn't say that was the first time, but that was big trigger point, because what we saw was...
When was the first time you had the computer education program?
So this was around 2004. That was when the first batch of computer education, and it was a new activity for us because we were more used to going to the villages and working at that time. I mean, and I'm speaking for Hyderabad youth as a team. And this was the first time we were really thinking of doing something in the city which will be like a vocational kind of course, which will engage youngsters over a few months' time and so on. And then you know, although the computer education program as such is probably out of the context for the discussion, but that was definitely a trigger point in the sense that we noticed that a lot of these youngsters, their skills are somewhere else, their abilities are somewhere else in comparison with what is required in the market, and that is purely from an employability perspective. But the other important element that we noticed was missing was that most of these youngsters lacked any orientation on values and things like morals and values and basic things like you should respect your parents at home, you should be useful to people, you be useful to society. These are not being imparted as part of the educational, you know, curricula today in any of the colleges. And we noticed that there is a huge gap in this area as well. And a lot of it can actually be dealt with by using Bhagwan's teachings, because his teachings are universal, they appeal to everybody. And we thought that one major area where we could probably start focusing was on the value education part. And when we took this idea, went to Bhagwan with this idea that there are so many youngsters out there who are not in the Sai movement as such, who are not part of the Sai youth, not associated with the Sathya Sai organization, but a lot can be done on value education front with them. Swami was very excited, and I remember in this interaction where we had not even visited one college and we had gone with this, with a card to Bhagwan and was sitting in darshan, and we showed that card and said that Swami, we intend to do a youth conference by, you know, visiting all these colleges. And Swami said, "Enni chesaru?" So we had not even gone to one college, he was already asking about, "Oh, how many have you done already?" And then he said, "No Swami, we are planning to start." Then he said, "Cheskuntrandi, chustanu." Then we started visiting colleges and started, and this was in Hyderabad, so we were visiting colleges in Hyderabad.
So basically he said, "You do and come and I'll see you after you have done."
Yeah.
So which year was this?
This was in 2009. So in 2009, by that time we had been doing batches of computer education from 2004 to 2009. And during the computer education courses itself, Swami had shown so much interest that he had actually, I remember there was this instance where we were doing it in different areas in Hyderabad, and we were showing Swami the photographs in darshan, and Swami saw one of the photographs, and after going through some of the photographs, he was asking about some of the students who were part of that course, and he actually pointed to one photograph and asked, "What is this boy's name?" And he was so interested in knowing about each of those students. And then he asked, when we told them about, you know, we taught them computers and this and that, he asked, "Inkem cheptunaru, viluval cheptunara?" Swami's whole interest was, are values being imparted or not? And then we said yes, and then Swami said, "Ivi vere jillallo cheyatleda?" He asked. Till that time we were doing it only in Hyderabad.
So Swami is asking, are you doing it in other villages?
Yeah, in other districts, yeah. So he was asking, is this being done in other districts as well? And at that time we had not yet started doing that. And then we said, "Swami, Swami chepte chestam, if Swami says we will do." And Swami, with his hand movement, he said, "Yeah, do it," like that. And this became a huge movement in the next 5 years or so, from 2004 to 2010. I think there were at least, how many districts, Brother Gangadhar?
About 10 districts would have kicked this off. So in these 10 districts, close to till now about 3,000 students would have got benefited by computer education program. And through these soft skill workshops, I am sure about 5 to 6,000 unemployed youth and finally the graduate students would have got benefited. The other point that I would like to add while Brother Venu was saying is another motivation factor for us to start this, obviously Bhagwan has been guiding and he has been telling us what to do. Another thing was a lot of youth in the city who are part of Sai organization were skilled enough to take this kind of an activity. So apart from doing Gramaseva activities, a lot of these boys were coming from an IT background. A lot of these boys were coming from an engineering background. So they said, "We would want to serve in the skills that we have." So that is another idea wherein we wanted, you know, to do this. And I work for Wipro, and a lot of people are there who work for Deloitte, Infosys. So we see a lot of youngsters coming in to our job situations, and we see them lacking a lot of skills. While they get in, somehow they get in into the job, but they definitely lack skills to excel in the careers. So this is where we thought we would bridge that gap. And when we go for campus interviews, we see when we interview 100 people, only one or two get selected. So we saw a huge gap there. we thought, why not from a SI organization perspective, why don't we get in, involve corporates also? Why don't we do this free computer education program and the soft skill workshops, so that which will enable them to be more employable, which will make them ready to face interviews when they go for this campus interviews or when they face any interview. So when I said we wanted to involve corporates also, that was one hitch, whether we should go for a approach corporates and involve them in this SAI activities. But therein, Brother Srinivas and Sai Gollapudi, these two encouraged us. And they said, yes, we should go. We should speak to the corporates. We should definitely get them involved. And Brother Sai Gollapudi was working for Nokia at that point in time. So he actively involved his office and started giving us few computers. That was a big thing. And also he started making a pathway to get the trainers from corporates, apart from the people that we have. So slowly Deloitte started getting involved, GE started getting involved. So we went to these corporates, we presented on what SAI organization is doing, and they were very much impressed about this, and they said, yes, we would definitely want to come. And the best part of that was corporates didn't want to put their banner there. They said, we will come and work for SAI organization. So that was the best thing to happen. So I could say today at least 5 to 6 corporates have come in. They gave computers. Close to about 250-300 computers have been dispensed till now, which have spread across all the districts. And also about 15 to 20 trainers have come in from these corporates. And some of the corporates have also started employing these people. It's not just skill imparting. They said, we will come, we will see them. If they are good, we will start employing them. That is exactly where Bhagwan also liked it. He said, in one of the occasions when Venu was explaining to Bhagwan about the activities, and he was emphasizing this factor that they were getting jobs, Swami was inquiring, how much salary are they drawing? Some of them were drawing 25,000 per month, 30,000 per month. Swami was very, very happy. And you will not believe their family background. Some of them were coming from a rickshaw puller's family. Some of them were coming from a bus conductor's family. For them, it was a big thing. So these are important highlights for us to, you know, motivated us to take these kind of programs more and more, and especially in the districts. More of this district youth ask us, district colleges ask us to come. And best part is these skills are, other organizations also do this. You can ask us, you know, what is the difference between us and the other organizations. Other organizations charge, and we definitely don't charge. We do it for free of cost. And most important thing is we imbibe the values which Bhagwan has been telling us. That is, and when these boys go for interview, the confidence with which they face the interviews is what the employers are liking. And the values that they talk in the interviews is what the employers are liking. We get the feedback from the employers also that these boys make a difference from the other people. That is the reason why they are getting selected in the corporates today who attend these workshops.
Thank you, Brother Gangadhar. Now, from what I gathered till now, from 2004 onwards, you started this project of giving computer education and soft skills workshops, and which really helped so many youth, and that sort of propelled you to move to something bigger. And since you had the talent from so many other talent pool with many skills, so that really sort of gave you that encouragement that let's do something bigger. And you went to Swami, as Venu said, and Swami is almost, he thought that you have already done. So, you know, that only sort of perhaps make you feel that we are already late, we should have already done by now. So I think from there on, you've gone and you've had so many such programs. So Sai, Brother Sai Gollapudi, if you can share with us how you went about doing the first workshop and what was the sort of response you got from that, and from there on, how has been the journey?
It's a beautiful opportunity to be working with youth and for youth development, because in our research, when we were preparing for these programs, we started observing that the census data and that statistics, you know, demographic of India, it was all revealing that 55% of the Indian population is very young, below the age of 35. And also Swami was investing a lot of time in youth in the SAI organization. And so to rejuvenate ourselves and to actually spread the message of Bhagwan, we wanted to connect with those 55% of the Indian population, because we knew that they were the future leaders. What we recognized was that we have to pass on the messages that Swami has, Bhagwan has so lovingly passed on to us. And so we started looking into how we can experientially provide such learnings. So communicating the values was very important. but also communicating the content was important, because the content was the chocolates. We modeled the program on Swami's Balvikas instructions. So in Balvikas, Swami said that first you attract the child with chocolates. And once the child comes with chocolates, then you give what you know Bhagavan has meant to give, was wanting to give. So the chocolates were the job-oriented skills. But along with the chocolates, Swami's message was supposed to be communicated. Early in the seva activities, we learned the lesson that we have to communicate through actions and not through talk. So a lot of the brothers actually showed love. They expressed the love. They showed the value that Bhagavan has taught. And I'll give you a few examples of how this was demonstrated. First lab, for example, was built with computers that were home personal computers. Each person brought their home computer, put it in the lab in Shivam, and the lab was done with that kind of computer setup. Each person spent time in the project. I recall in the first few instances when we did this, I looked at the ratio. In some cases, for each beneficiary, we had up to 20 sevadal, 1 to 20 ratio, not 20 students to one teacher. It's 20 teachers to one student ratios we were having. And I'm calculating the people, I'm counting the people who wiped the floor, who opened the locks and keys and kept the labs open, the Mahila Vibhag, which sort of mothers who provided food and breakfast for the youth. So this type of people, if you look at it, over 20 sevadal were involved in supporting each child through this learning process. Then in terms of showing the love and compassion, our brothers, the way they showed love and compassion was that they celebrated birthdays of the beneficiaries, you know. When the students would come, they would celebrate the birthdays, they'll bring cakes, and then if a student was late, they would call the student at home and find out, why are you late, brother? Why are you not here? You know how important this is. They would cajole them if they were in trouble. If there was distress, they would cajole them. And at the end of the program, there was such a great bonding that got established. And there was never a mention of what is Sai Baba, why somebody should come in and embrace this beautiful movement and beautiful message of Bhagwan. And all the beneficiaries, the single droning message that we heard from many of these beneficiaries was, why are you not telling us about Bhagwan? You know, we want to know about this. And then we said, we are here to tell you what you need for your job. They said, no, we are most impressed by your discipline, we are most impressed by your compassion, we are most impressed by how much respect you are giving us. And they would come and then ask. Upon their asking, upon their impressions, then Bhagwan's message was communicated. And so this was the first thing. And what's impressive about this is that now when we are running several iterations of this program, we have beneficiaries who are now sponsoring the activity. The beneficiaries who have been, you know, employed, who have taken their job salaries and then who pumped in money, and they are now supporting the next generation of activity. This is a most impressive second generation, second tier activity. Organizations also have come forward and then they said, we are willing to give computers. This June, we are expecting another 150 computers from just one institute alone. We had about 200 laptops from companies like Deloitte. And what's impressive is these computers get fixed and set up in Hyderabad, and they get deployed to different districts. And when they go to different districts, in the districts, I remember in Adilabad one time, we visited a particular place where there was a hut. And inside the hut, there was a table that was built with branches and a very shanty and shabby looking desk. On that desk was this PC. And around the PC were 4 or 5 people. And each person was saying, we were so thrilled to have gotten this guidance. And each one is connecting. What's impressive, they're connecting with hardware and software to Bhagwan's supreme ware. So that was the most amazing thing. So it was Bhagwan's inspiration, and the modeling was based on Swami's give chocolates, and along with chocolates, give the message.
Yeah, so some of those instances where you only got perhaps even more emboldened to go on with this computer workshop. And as you mentioned, it only increased from strength to strength every year. But as Venu said, after Bhagwan asked that, have you already done it? Now, how was the program? So that is the time perhaps you felt that it's high time we move on to the next league and start this comprehensive workshop, right? So if you can share about, when was the first time you had this comprehensive youth convention to train them on the soft skills
as well as use that opportunity, as you mentioned, they use this opportunity of giving them these chocolates of soft skills and job interviews, you know, training for job interviews and the kind, and impart them what Swami wanted to give. This is basically the value education. So when was the first time you had this convention, where it was, and what lessons did you learn from that first initiative by the Vice Seniors?
In fact, when Sai was mentioning about the success stories of the computer education program, I am reminded of a couple of instances which were very, very gratifying. One particular instance where how much our Sai youth put in to make this successful. These are really stories which are remembered by one and all. So I remember of one instance where there were a couple of students that were deaf and dumb, and they were very eager to be part of the program. And it's really a hard thing to communicate to such students. You know, they can't listen, they can't understand. And then the only thing that they can learn through a visual, basically. So literally our trainers, they exerted themselves over the period of 30, 40 days, gave them extended hours of training, handled them through the process. And then ultimately they graduated. And really our trainers and our youth pour in their hearts to make this very successful, and this is how the beneficiaries feel Bhagwan. And in fact, I know a couple of other instances where during the graduation ceremony, one of the students shared, it's really very dear to me, and whenever I think of this computer education program, these two instances come to my mind. So one particular beneficiary, he was saying that he was working for this 108, the company 108, emergency services company, emergency management company, and then this guy was serving as a security guard outside the campus, and daily he would salute all these bosses and the employees that go into the campus, and he was aspiring to be part of the 108. He wanted to be inside and not the outside, and then with that desire he joined this program, and then lo and behold, he graduated. He was very, very studious kind of person, and then ultimately after this program he got selected into 108. And he became part of 108. And he was sharing all that in the graduation ceremony. And then I remember one story where one mother, our trainers, they would talk about different values. And one of the trainers said, I believe that, you know, you should respect your parents, you know, touch their feet and, you know, be grateful to them. And apparently this one particular boy who was kind of wayward in his early life. And lo and behold, somehow he got into this program. And this trainer said that, you know, you should learn to respect your parents. And then one particular day, this fellow touched the feet of his mother. And mother was obviously, you know, she was surprised with the strange behavior this guy was showing up at home. And then the transformational process was happening. And then the beauty was the mother herself came to the graduation ceremony and she shared this story. And even on the dais, this fellow again touched her feet, you know. And then it was like a huge, overwhelming experience that all of us were crying through the all through the graduation ceremony. It was just amazing. See, the thing here, you know, I would like to share is that, you know, there are many people, many organizations, that offer these kinds of programs. But then Swami's way, the Sai way is always different. And then the thing that our boys were trying to put together was just not the training part. We have to somehow handle them through the interviewing process, help them settle down into jobs, handle them till the jobs, you know, not just leaving them after training. You know, it's like end-to-end program. So initially they're shortlisted, they're recruited, they're trained, they're handled through the entire thing, their biodatas are prepared, the corporates are contacted, job mailers are conducted, the HRs are of different corporates are invited, and in fact I particularly remember one particular program where very top corporates, they come to the Sai Center, Shivam, and the job interviews were conducted in the Sai Center. It is just amazing, like 60 students graduated and some 40 odd students got selected, and the offer letters were given in the Shivam Sanctum, Sanctorum of Shivam. I mean, what a profound experience it is for the students who may or may not have received any benefit from the outside. You know, so many organizations are there, and then no one would forget the first corporate job offer in their life. And then just imagine the double bonanza that he gets when the letter is offered in the Sai Center. They're extremely grateful, and in fact they're so grateful to our trainers and such as I organization. And today so many old students like Sai was mentioning are part of this program. They're themselves coordinators, they are the trainers today, The beneficiaries are the trainers today, which is just amazing. And then coming to the question that you asked me as regards to the comprehensive program, this again was Bhagwan's icing on the cake, you know. So much was happening, like Venu said, Swami triggered this and he said you should go to districts, do it at a bigger scale. Then we were thinking about it seriously. How do you scale this up in the first place? So how do we garner our resources? How do we garner more trainers? How do we add more content to this? Make it much more effective, much more impactful. This was the thing. And then, lo and behold, we were trying to, you know, gather a lot of the students who were part of this program, like Sai was saying just now, were eager to see Swami. And then, boss, you guys are helping us so much, but we want to see the person behind you all. I mean, the phenomena that inspired you all, you know, this was the thing. And then we were kind of getting helpless someplace. A lot of people want to come, a lot of people want to see Swami, and to get Swami's time and attention is going to be difficult, you know. So many of our boys, they attempted, and then lo and behold, you know, Bhagwan was gracious enough, and Swami was very kind and compassionate. And one day he said, when do you guys want to come? I mean, when do you want this event to happen?
So that is Brother Vaishnivas of the Sri Satya Sai Gram Seva Trust, one of the leaders of the Satya Sai youth in Hyderabad, and he was sharing with you how this computer skills program over time acquired so many dimensions, and today it is not just computer skills, it is a life skills and values workshop, and they are not doing it only for a few selected students, but they are being invited by universities to conduct in their campuses. So what started off with trying to help 50-60 students is today reaching out to thousands of students in universities, in regular universities. And as Brother Vaishnivas and Brother Gangadhar, Venugopal and Sai Golapudi were sharing, you know, it's such a moving experience trying to help and bring this reorientation in the life of youngsters. And when they wanted to know who is the man behind all this, that is when they thought of bringing them to Puttaparthi. So when did they bring them to Puttaparthi? What is the interaction that they had with Swami? And how was the response after these beneficiaries and these young students from tier 1, from tier 2 and tier 2 cities and from small towns and villages, what sort of an experience they had in Prashantinilam and what sort of an impact it had on them? We will listen to that and much more in the second part of this conversation in the coming Thursday, or maybe in the coming Thursdays whenever Swami wills again. But we will definitely continue this, because we will see what would be good for us next Thursday, because the Aradhana day is also around the corner. But definitely we will continue this in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. For me personally, it was a very, very revealing experience being there and seeing and talking to these beneficiaries who have now got a new way of thinking in their lives. I remember one person telling me that I never thought that selflessness can be a way of living, a way of life. I never thought that anybody is selfless in this world. Only after coming here I realized that there are indeed, even today, people who are so selfless, and that selflessness should be a component in our lives. So like this, it was a very, very, very life-changing experience, not only for them, but for all the people who are involved in the program. So we will hear more from this, more from their voices, apart from the voices of the organizers, in the coming Thursdays. Thank you so much for being with us all through the day during this live program on this Thursday, April 10th, 2014. We are already in this month when we will celebrate the Aradhana Day. And our Aradhana, as Swami says, is more than our meditation and introspection. What is important is love in action. So let us take every opportunity to express, first feel that love and then express this love in the form of loving service to our fellow brethren. With this, I would leave you on this beautiful Thursday. It is already 9:56 and it is time to draw the curtains on this Thursday live program. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. I place at the lotus feet of Bhagwan our sincere gratitude for having given us this opportunity of offering these series of bouquet of programs to him and to all of you on every Thursday. Feel free to write to us and share your feedback. As always, you can email to listener@radiosai.org. With prayers at Bhagwan's lotus feet and heartfelt thank you to each one of you for being with us. Finally, a sweet goodbye and loving Sai Ram from Prashant and Liam. In just a few minutes from now, you will listen to a drama on the theme of selfless service. This was presented by the Sai Youth from UK on 9th August 2004 in the Divine Presence. So keep listening, keep thinking of Him, and let us subsume our every cell and our every second in His thoughts, in His love, and in His glory. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.